DBHDD is reminding people that the Good Samaritan Law can save lives during alcohol and drug overdoses. People are urged to call 911 and stay until help arrives. More information at opioidresponse.info.
Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast from GPB News. On this podcast, you'll hear the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. Today is Thursday, March 20th. I'm Sophie Gratis. On today's episode, President Donald Trump aims to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education. A new study shows how AI can help predict which children will develop serious mental health issues. And the family of an Atlanta man held hostage for 2 years by the Taliban is grateful for his release.
They're overjoyed and relieved. It's been a long, difficult journey, but today is all about gratitude.
These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Georgia Today. President Trump signed an executive order today to close the U.S. Department of Education. The agency accounts for, on average, about 16% of funding for public schools in Georgia, according to the Professional Association of Georgia Educators. As of January, the agency's website listed nearly 600 age, race, sex, and disability cases under investigation at Georgia schools. The department's Office of Civil Rights was gutted by layoffs earlier this month. The Georgia Supreme Court is considering a challenge to 7 rules adopted by the Republican-controlled State Election Board last fall. Just before last year's general election, a state judge blocked these rules, determining the board didn't have the authority to pass them. During arguments held in Northwest Georgia's Cartersville yesterday, Justice Andrew Pinson pushed back against claims that the board was legally exercising its discretion.
It's not just discretion. It's discretion that looks a lot like sort of setting up their own sort of mini set of laws that govern that aren't sort of connected to anything in the code.
The 7 rules dealt mostly with procedures after ballots are cast and spawned a flurry of lawsuits. The Georgia House narrowly passed a bill that would limit civil lawsuits in the state, bringing Governor Brian Kemp's top legislative priority closer to becoming law. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Senate Bill 68 would limit Georgians' ability to sue businesses for crimes that occur on their property, stops attorneys from recovering fees twice for the same cases, and allows separate trials for assigning responsibility and damages. Supporters like Representative Chaz Cannon say the bill ensures legal balance.
This protects businesses from unjust lawsuits while maintaining accountability for genuine negligence.
But opponents like Representative Stacey Evans, who's an attorney, say
it ensures, and I can say this without a shadow of a doubt, that good cases will languish.
The bill passed 91-82, with a handful of representatives voting with another party. The House version of the bill includes some carve-outs for sex trafficking victims, so the Senate will need to approve it again before it goes to the governor's desk. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis at the State Capitol.
Legislation that would codify in vitro fertilization, or IVF, into Georgia law passed a state Senate committee yesterday. The bill comes after the Alabama legislature passed a bill protecting IVF in response to an Alabama Supreme Court ruling last year that frozen embryos are children with a constitutional right to life. Georgia House Bill 428 passed the state house unanimously last month.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.
A new study from Emory University shows how artificial intelligence can predict which children will develop serious mental health issues up to a year in advance. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports.
An analysis of survey data from more than 11,000 children aged 9 to 10 found that sleep disturbances were the strongest predictor of future psychiatric illness. Neuroscientist Yung Wang with the Emory University School of Medicine co-authored the study. She said they also found that neuroimaging did not improve the AI model's accuracy.
It's good news because MRI scan is expensive and That meaning in the firm-based research, we can use a low risk, low cost questionnaires to predict the future mental health issue.
She says the model catches 75 to 80% of young people at risk of mental illness. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
A Georgia man has been sentenced to 1 year in prison for transporting millions of dollars worth of stolen Masters Tournament memorabilia. GPB's Chase McGee has more.
Last year, Richard Glubinsky pleaded guilty to one count of transporting stolen goods across state lines. On Wednesday, a federal judge sentenced him to 1 year in prison and ordered him to pay $3 million in restitution. Over the course of several years, Glubinsky took in more than $5 million by selling memorabilia he'd stolen between 2009 and 2022 to an auction company in Florida. Items included an iconic green jacket owned by Arnold Palmer. This comes as Augusta prepares for this year's Masters Tournament, set to begin on April 10th. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
Two brothers of the Venezuelan man who killed Georgia nursing student Laken Riley will be deported along with their former roommate after they pleaded guilty to possessing fake green cards, federal authorities say. Jose Ibarra was sentenced to life in prison without parole last year for murdering Riley. Investigators found his brothers Diego and Argenis Ibarra and ex-roommate Rosbeli Flores Bello all had counterfeit green cards. They were sentenced Wednesday after pleading guilty last year. Officials say Diego Ibarra will be deported after serving a four-year federal sentence, and the other two got time served and were immediately turned over to immigration authorities. An Atlanta man held hostage by the Taliban for more than 2 years is coming back to the U.S. Former Delta Airlines mechanic George Gleesman traveled to Afghanistan as a tourist before being detained. Dennis Fitzpatrick represents his family.
They're overjoyed. Overjoyed and relieved. It's been a long, difficult journey, but today is all about joy and gratitude.
Fitzpatrick says Gleesman will reunite with his wife in Texas, where he'll recover his health before returning to Georgia. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is praising the Qatari government for helping to secure the release. The National Weather Service's final report on Hurricane Helene outlines billions of dollars in losses, including in Georgia. The report released yesterday highlights significant damage to property and lives. It counts 37 deaths in Georgia. A biodegradable materials manufacturer in southwest Georgia is filing for bankruptcy. Danimer Scientific started bankruptcy proceedings in a Delaware court on Tuesday. The company notified Georgia officials that it was laying off 82 employees last week. 4 years ago, the then 10-year-old company announced a $700 million expansion at its headquarters in Decatur County. Macon's International Cherry Blossom Festival kicks off this weekend, bringing 10 days of pink-filled celebrations to Middle Georgia. The festival begins tomorrow with the Pink Provisions Preview Party featuring food and drinks from local restaurants. During the week-long festival, visitors can enjoy the Pink Pancake Breakfast, the annual parade, and new attractions like piglet races. Businesses have decorated storefronts to ensure a picture-perfect experience for visitors, and the blooms have started blossoming just in time for the event. The festival runs through March 30th. That's it for today's edition of Georgia Today. If you would like to learn more about these stories, please visit gpb.org/news. And if you haven't yet hit subscribe on this podcast, take a moment right now and keep us current in your podcast feed. If you have feedback, we would love to hear it. Please email us at georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Sophie Gradas. We will see you tomorrow.